last spoke to Jennifer Purcell in March of this year, she was locked down in London. A lot has happened since then and she has got closer to home.
We hadn't really planned to be honest. You know, it wasn't really on the books for us, but obviously I found out that we were expecting, and even at that we were going to stay in London, and then I found out I was having twins. So that kind of threw everything up in the air, and I think we realised the more time went on that it just wasn't feasible for us to be in an apartment in London in the middle of a pandemic with no support. So we eventually decided to move home. So I've been home since September now, and it's just been crazy really the last few weeks and months.
So you're in London, away from the motherland, and it's a global pandemic. You hear you're expecting twins, a whirlwind. But if that wasn't enough to contend with, there is another dimension.
So last summer, I was diagnosed with early stage cervical cancer, but it was like the earliest possible stage. So quite luckily, I was able to get treatment that would mean I was still able to go on and have a family. If it was any more advanced, like even slightly more advanced, that option would have been quite slim for us. So luckily we were blessed in that sense that, you know, we were still able to do it naturally and all that sort of thing. So that was last year. And with that then obviously comes a couple of different risks when it comes to actually getting pregnant and being pregnant and being able to carry. So they had advised at the time that I would need a cervical suture in place, which is basically a stitch to kind of keep your cervix shut, more or less. And that prevents preterm labour and miscarriage and things like that. So I had to get that done when I found out. And then obviously you have the added risk of two as well, especially. So when I found out it was twins, they were very cautious and, you know, had to keep a very close eye on me because there's risk with that as well. So when you're obviously carrying double and your cervix is shortened and weakened, there's risk with that. So they're the key things really at play there. So I think that's why I was kind of very worried about just coming home to Ireland and not knowing how the healthcare system would work here and how I'd be treated. Whereas at least in London, they knew my case, they knew my situation and all that sort of thing. But so far, so good. So I'm very lucky.
Planning for one arrival takes a lot of work. Planning for two in a pandemic when all the shops were closed was
quite difficult, actually. Luckily, we had gotten the pram and stuff like that quite early on. But obviously, we couldn't shop for most things until we actually moved home because there was no point. Like, we wouldn't have been able to bring them with us. And, you know, a lot of things you obviously kind of need to see in person and stuff like that. We've been relying on click and collect with Smiths and things like that and buying stuff online, and things that I needed for my hospital bag I couldn't get. So like underwear and like toiletries and certain like pajamas and things like that that you would just run into Penny's for, I couldn't get. So the minute Penny's opened last week, I went straight in and I got all the bits that I needed to get. But we more or less have everything sorted now, thankfully.
Nearly all the prep done and ready to go. But when is the actual due date?
So technically not till January, but they told me bring my bags with me next week. So yeah, it could be any time. I mean, I'm hoping that I'll survive past Christmas and, you know, maybe at around 37 weeks. That's the key goal. But because there's so many different factors at play, it could be any week now. So all a go.
Jennifer Purcell on today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why. One of the things that we haven't heard about yet is the difficulty of visitors, in inverted commas, having your partner, your significant other beside you when you're going through scans and whatever needs to be done.
So yeah, last week now we did hear that the HSE was recommending some changes that partners would be allowed into the 20-week scan. So obviously that comes too late for Jennifer at this stage. And, you know, she's gone through that, you know, having to go into appointments on her own. And she is prepared for the fact that she will be going through the birth without the support of her partner, which is massively daunting to face into.
There are a number of female TDs in particular that have been advocating for women to kind of have more support and to kind of ease restrictions and whatever else. And it's just not something, I guess, that gets enough coverage. Like, I understand the need to protect a very vulnerable group of people. I totally get that. But I think for me, the frustrating thing to see is, you know, some hospitals having the ability to bring in partners and to have an hour a day where you can see your partner and your partner can see their babies, you know, been able to go to certain scans. I know there's a couple of hospitals in Dublin, and I'm part of a group on Facebook for expecting mothers in Ireland. It's kind of disheartening to see like that they've been able to facilitate it, so why can't we do it in other hospitals around the country? Like, it's not really fair that to just have a blanket no in some instances. And I think the explanation that we've been given is just purely like, oh, they're bigger hospitals and they have more ventilation and whatever else. Myself and my partner were only talking last night about what we were going to do if I am admitted and how we're going to cope. And he kind of said, look, we have to just be strong. You know, we have to be strong for our family and we have to just try and put the babies first. And I kind of said, well, I don't want to be in hospital on my own alone for Christmas. And he just kind of said, well, I'm going to be alone too. And he's just totally helpless. He's sitting outside in the hospital or outside the hospital or sitting at home. And he's my emotional support, you know, and always has been, no matter what I've gone through. And to not have that was incredibly tough. And especially him knowing that I'm in there going through whatever and there's nothing he can do. It's incredibly tough on them as well.
It's so difficult for both parties, for lack of a better phrase, you know. And then they're alone, have to go through this alone, and then significant other, father of the kids, is like, the helplessness must be the absolute killer in that situation.
And you know that in hindsight, it will be but a small moment, you know, the rest of their lives ahead of them. But at the time, it's just so difficult to be facing into. And every pregnancy is different, every birth is different, but especially facing into your first time. You're becoming a mother, first time, giving birth. It is very, very tough. So we do want to thank Jennifer for sharing her experience with us. We know it's not an easy story to be telling, but we really appreciate her giving us her perspective. As we said, we know it's different for everyone. If you do want to get in touch with maybe your experiences, what you've been going through as you prepare to become a parent in a pandemic, well, we do really want to hear your stories.
I would be absolutely SH1TT in a break for the first time, not alone in a pandemic. And of course, it goes without saying, we wish Jennifer and partner all the very best.
The Lift.
With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.